Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
The score! Somebody help Layla, please.
I can't.
Are we supposed to say big money right now?
No, I can't stop laughing. This hour is brought
coffee
to
cake?
You by Jewel Osco.
I mean, Chris Tannehill made 1,000 wings for us, and she couldn't give him a bite of her coffee cake, and she whips out the coffee cake again.
It smells really good. I can smell it from here.
Layla.
I made a coffee cake. I got the ingredients at Jewel Osco. This hour is brought to you by this.
Jewel's. Jules.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Rohde bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
Run the Jules.
You go first, by the way.
I'll go first.
You go first.
Let Layla. They're so mad at me because I didn't know Tanny was making wings. I just brought the breakfast I made.
The reaction you had to yesterday when I said that, you've got your mouth full, you just stopped. You stopped eating. Tanny turns around like, what the hell?
We're on the clock. Let's go.
It's time for 5 on it with Giggles, Harris, and Grody. Question
Giggles.
Number
I'll
one.
Go second, by the way.
Yeah. How many wins will it take to win the NFC North?
This is a great question. Yeah. Who submitted this question? Oh, wait, it was me.
You're coming up with all the good stuff today.
You should submit it to people like Chris Kindlemark.
Yeah, this is why you're our glue guy, man.
This is why I can't deal with y'all, because y'all be saying crazy stuff. Listen. To win the NFC North, which currently the Bears are tied for the division lead. With
yeah!
6 wins. They do lose the tiebreaker because they got blown out the frame by the
Shut
Detroit
up about
Lions
that part.
Back
just,
in week 2.
Just, hey, who's got the same numbers at the top of the column?
It's going to take 11 wins to win the NFC North. That's the answer. And 11 is probably not going to be a one-team thing. There probably will be 2 teams that have 11 wins. So then it's going to come down to tiebreakers. That's why if the Bears want to win this division, they must win on Sunday and get their first NFC North win of the season. Because right now, they are 0-2. Everybody else in the division has a win in the division. And the Minnesota Vikings, by the way, have a division best 2-0 record in the division despite being 4-5. But 11 wins is what it's going to take to win the division.
12 wins.
12.
No.
12?
She goes up one.
A dozen.
Wow.
Think about what it took last year. Last year it took 15. That's a pretty big difference. I'm not asking for 15 here.
I do want to explain something based on your answer because you know I did the math on this. That means the Lions or the Bears would have to win 6 of their last 8 games, or the Green Bay Packers would have to win 7 of their last 8 games to get to 12. I don't think anybody's doing that.
I don't know that. Yeah, it may not be the minimum number. It's the outright number. You're doing the minimum number. I'm saying outright, I'm going to give them 12.
No, I don't think anybody's getting to 12.
The division winner. I'm not saying that that's...
No, I'm saying I don't think anyone
in the
NFC North...
I don't
think it's
the Packers.
Yeah.
They lost last night.
Go Pack, go.
They can't score.
They would have to win 7 of their last 8 games.
The Bears can't score. Look at the Packers' last 2 games.
Yeah, the Pack is 5-3. Detroit and the Bears are 6-3, and there's Minnesota 4-5.
Don't forget the one.
Yeah.
On the
oh, and one. You're right. They did have a tie. Will Minnesota be 4-6 by the end of Sunday? We'll discuss that as the week goes on. I have the Bears. I'm going to hold it up here right now. Here it comes. I'm going to turn it around. Oh, I got 11. It will take 11 wins in this division for a team to clinch it. I don't know who it's going to be. Like I said yesterday, I do think that the Bears for the first time have opened my eyes for that possibility. But I do think it's going to take 11 wins to win the NFC North.
Yeah, I just can't see anyone getting to 12 because, again, the Lions or the Bears would have to win 6 of their last 8, or the Packers would have to win 7 of their last 8.
Well, and then the other part of it is, too, for me, what I'm factoring in, and Layla, you made a great point, like 15 wins, won it last year. The even though the division is really good, not, Green Bay is not as good. I don't know what Green Bay is. We'll discuss that later.
I don't think they do either,
right.
Yeah.
Minnesota might suck. Detroit, while probably the best team in the division still and probably will win the division, not as good as they were last year. That's why I put the number at 11.
Number 2.
Who is the most underrated player on the Bears roster?
Is it Darnell Wright, even though he's gotten a lot of love? I think it's still Darnell Wright. The man plays chess. He does cartwheels. He is playing with what looks like a very bad elbow. I'm pretty sure it's like that brace you were wearing, Ray, a couple years ago, where every time you moved, we thought it went like...
Robot arm.
The man is doing things. He's also playing well at right tackle. And I don't know what that video game move was on Brian Burns, but...
It was lovely. That's
what
it was.
It was the touch of death. I don't know what the heck happened there. It's like The Simpsons, you know, the little touch of death. And then, you know, Marge is like, Bart, stop giving your sister the touch of death. So for me, even though he doesn't have a horn, he's still a unicorn to me, Darnell Wright.
What do you think, Mark?
Poor guy was born without a horn.
Who's your underrated guy?
I really feel bad for him. wow.
I don't have a horn.
There's a lot of options, right?
Yeah, there are. Because, like, so many of these guys, like who do I have on my brain? I have Luther Burden on my mind, but he's done a lot with the opportunities that he's had so far this year. Most underrated Chicago. Because I feel like so many are properly
rated.
Rated.
They're rated
this year. Yeah, they're just properly.
Hear me out.
Rated.
Nashawn Wright.
They're not overwhelming.
I looked.
They're not
I thought about. I'm struggling. I'm obviously struggling here. I thought about Nashawn Wright.
Start naming Bears.
I thought about him. I thought about Nashawn Wright, but he's.
You can continue to think about it. I got one for you. I think the most underrated player on the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Byard.
I thought about him too.
We don't talk about him. We know he does stuff. Look at how many interceptions he already has this season. But we really don't talk about him. And I think it's a good thing that if you're on this defense and you don't get talked about, that means you're not part of the problem. And the defense has been problematic.
Okay. All right. In that vein, I'm going to go with Noah Sewell because he just sort of stepped in. And he's been imperfect for sure. But he has stepped in this year and been impressive. And I think that the coaching staff at the beginning of this year identified him as, we can do more with this player, and I think he's maybe a little bit underappreciated.
On Twitter, Black Ned Flanders says Andrew Billings. Good call.
Big Bill? Yeah.
I like Big Bill.
We noticed when he wasn't there, when he was injured, that's for sure.
Number 3.
Shout out to Black Ned Flanders.
Hell yeah,
thanks
Black
for listening.
Ned Flanders is awesome.
This is 5 on It with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody right here on 670 The Score. Here's question number 3. After losing to the Bears, the Giants fired head coach Brian Daboll. Who do you think will be the next coach fired in the NFL?
did the better question is, did the Dolphins win save Mike McDaniel's job this year?
Because definitely save it for a week.
That's where I'm at with this is that I feel like it's it just feels like after they got rid of their GM who had been in the organization for many years, that perhaps the axe would fall next for Mike McDaniel. You'd think that when the GM gets let go like that, the person who's also in a leadership role who spent less time, you know, at the helm of that leadership role would also be next. But when you beat the Bills 30-13, I'm sure that buys you a lot of goodwill. So the question just becomes how much. So that's really where I sit with the who's next. Because prior to that win, I would have said Mike McDaniel outright. So I'm still probably going in that direction. But I just don't know when.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I think it's interesting that McDaniel comes to your name, comes to your mind before several other guys.
Okay.
And when I say several other guys, I'm talking about guys like Jonathan Gannon in Arizona.
Just looking up him.
That thing has fallen apart.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. Let's be very clear. It's less about it, quote unquote, falling apart for him and more about he's stuck in that division with those other teams. So there's no real path to coming back. Let's say they play better the rest of the season, the back half of the season. That's not going to necessarily equate to wins and losses. Or, it'll equate to losses.
But they lost to the Titans?
They did, yeah. It's not that they lost to the Titans. It's how they lost to the Titans.
Fair.
And so I think Jonathan Gannon is the easy answer, my runner-up for that. Or did you go yet, Grody?
No, but okay, I was. But Jonathan Gannon is on my list, but carry on.
No, then I'll just leave it there. And if you don't say this guy, then I'll come back to this guy.
Okay, well, I'm surprised Mike McDaniel still has a job, honestly. I thought that he was going too. So
it
felt like it was
unraveling.
It really did, and it felt like even before the season started. Hell, it unraveled against the Bears when they were having the dual practice and all his players were crying about how physical the Bears were being. That was the point at which I was
really about Dolphins.
What was that really about? That was the point at which I started to look at that organization cross-eyed and specifically the head coach. And that's where that stuff comes is from the top. Oh, all right. And then honorable mention too. And I know they've won two in a row, but Aaron Glenn, could he be a one and done-er?
First year?
I mean,
because
it happens.
Because the Jets are so dysfunctional, it has to be part of the discussion.
It has to be part
of
the discussion.
And it's not necessarily Aaron Glenn. It's Jets. Jets coach.
Which is also why you might leave him in.
Insert name.
Because you're not going to, nobody else is going to do better. That might actually work in his favor. Because what are we doing? Does it really matter who our coach is? But, up until recently, he was on a bad path.
I think Layla's point is true, though. Because of how dysfunctional they are, you can't rule out that they would just fire him after one season.
Woody everybody. Johnson? You have no idea what that guy's doing.
Of course.
And the other...
Meatloaf!
He made our guy cry, Justin Fields.
The other guy I'm just going to mention here and just let it soak in. Zach Taylor? Are we guaranteed?
Oh, yeah.
What has he done to deserve another year?
Joe Burrow's coming back. Andy says he's big into crystals, so I think that might work in his favor.
One-time coaching star. It's amazing how Brian Daboll looked like a coaching star. Obviously was before with the Buffalo Bills and with as well doing good things in his first year, but then, of course, he's gone.
Somebody smart's going to pick up old Brian Daboll, and I think he'll be fine.
As a coordinator, you think?
A coordinator.
Perhaps.
You don't think he gets another bite at the apple?
Not immediately.
I guess it depends on who's let go, right?
Yeah, probably down the road.
Lions need a coordinator.
Number four.
Hey, Dan Campbell's calling plays.
Got to coordinate.
He's doing a great job.
Go for it on fourth down every time.
Question number four. Did Cade Horton get robbed?
Didn't we know? Didn't we suspect? Didn't I suspect out loud that a young catcher, even though he was on a poor team based on record, would probably get the nod because young hitting catcher is indeed a unicorn without a horn? Or is the horn the bat in this scenario?
It's a good question. But
I have a horn.
Yeah, it hurts me every time. I really want to help those that were born without horns.
You're so sad that you didn't hear him say it.
I am. That's more of the thing. But maybe it was best left at that. I only could have made it worse.
Was it more surprising, though, the way that Cade Horton finished second? That was part of it for me. But I don't know. Braves young hitting catcher, and I think the world just freaks out, and they're like, we must give you Rookie of the Year.
Is it the fact that he lost, or, as you mentioned, only getting 9 of the 30 first place votes.
Mm, good distinction.
And he got the rest of them. Like 21 of them went to Drake Baldwin. I get it. It's catcher. He played longer. He played 124 games. So he played basically 3/4 of the season.
Cal Raleigh effect, too, in a way. You know, it was his year. Kind of like keeps you in that mindset of success for that position.
His OPS plus was 126. His slash line, 274, 341, 469. He hit 19 bombs.
There it is.
And he only struck out 68 times. So I get it. I think him being on a losing team, I thought was going to count for more of the vote than it did.
Typically it has. You know, MVP is obviously the biggest example of that, but yes.
And then Cade Horton, to have a 1.08 whip, to have a 144 ERA plus, for Cade Horton not to get it just tells you that he probably needed to be up longer.
Yep.
And that was the difference maker. This is about service time more than anything else.
That's it. I mean, I did, when we did the segment earlier, I did predict that Drake Baldwin would win it in part because of Cade Horton just kind of coming out of nowhere, and he was furiously good while he was here, but just not enough. The catcher factor for Baldwin is big. And shout out to Caleb Durbin, too. I know that we shouldn't shout out Milwaukee players, but he is a Lake Forest guy, so he was the third finalist of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, he gets credit, and yeah. Unfortunately during the playoffs, too.
Yeah, he was good, and, you know, like I said, four Bears.
Number 5.
This is 5 on It on 670 The Score with Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Here's our final question,
yes,
which is inspired by the CHSN broadcast duo of Wayne Randazzo and Stacey King. Comedian and actor Craig Robinson, star of the movie Hot Tub Time Machine, was in attendance for last night's Bulls-Spurs game. If you could hop in the Hot Tub Time Machine, what year would you choose and why?
I would choose December 2019, and I would warn every person I could, and I'd probably look crazy about what the pandemic was going to end up doing. That's it. That's all I got. I'm sorry I wouldn't go farther back in time. I don't know.
Would they listen?
No. Because I was reading about it even then, and people were like, you really think this is going to get big? And I was like, I don't know, man. These articles coming out of China seem pretty severe. And, you know, Adam Silver had that press conference, and we're all packed in like sardines listening to him talk about it. And, man, that was All-Star Weekend, which was here in town. So, yeah, if I had to go back, that would be the one. I'd be like, listen, buy a lot of toilet paper. Like, here's what's going to happen. How are you going to prepare? And, yeah, I'm sure I would look crazy. I feel it.
I would go back to 1979. I want to meet my parents as new parents.
Back to the Future here.
I just want to, you know, because I've already been born. I'm not jeopardizing my own timeline at that point. But I just want to see, like, what were y'all doing? It's kind of crazy to me when you think about, if you have conversations with your parents about them earlier in life, because obviously they were very different than when they know you as a, whether it's a teenager, adult, a kid, whatever. I just want to know, like, what was your life like? So I would go observe. I'd probably be, like, in private investigator mode. Like, I'd bug the house, take some of my high-tech technology back with me, and just try to figure out what's going on here. Let me figure out what's going on.
I love that. I love it. I would go back to the year 1994, I believe. And I would... Now, that's the first year without Michael Jordan. And the Bulls went to the Eastern Conference semifinals against the New York Knicks that year. And there was a horrible, horrible, horrible foul called in that game by Hugh Hollins, which kept the Bulls from advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals that year. I would make sure that Hugh Hollins was, how do we put this, not healthy for that game. Maybe a little, maybe I play a little tune on my violin. Maybe I get out the hammer. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that he can't run up and down.
You said a hammer?
So violence.
Violence is the answer, according to Grody.
This is for my guy, Grobber. This is for Grobber, okay?
Okay.
Because Hugh Hollins was a topic for him.
Aww.
So that's what I would do. Hugh Hollins is one of the great villains. And because who knows what
there.
Yeah, I know you were. The Bulls could have played the Houston Rockets that year in the NBA Finals if it hadn't been for Hugh Hollins. Thank you.
But would they have won?
I don't know.
Hakeem was pretty good that
year. I mean, probably not. They probably would not. I mean, they were clearly... God, that would have been fun to see the Jordan Bulls against the Hakeem Olajuwon Rockets that year.
The Jordan Bulls would have won if it's Jordan.
I think so, but it would have been fun. We got ripped off of that one. But yeah, that's what I would do.
Uh-huh. Love it. Yeah. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. There's something that Caleb Williams hinted at, and then it's something that Roma Dunze echoed, and I think it actually goes farther than others do. It's the way they said it makes it sound like we might have a more confident team than we realize. So that's next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.